Pod People.
Hey, okay, another episode of What Fresh Hell Is This? Thanks for coming back every week, Worsties. For those of you listening to this on the New York subway, good luck to you. I hope you brought a knife, a bat, maybe even a gun at this point. The New York subway system is the fucking Hunger Games now.
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. I hope that you've all been having a glorious week so far. I am recording this in May. In 2 days, I will be flying back to Boston because my dad is graduating from college. Well, he got his master's. So my dad, congratulations. Cheers, everyone. Cheers to Bob Potenza, who just got his master's. He's an archivist. That's like his thing. He's an archivist. He likes history and stuff. I don't really understand things that have nothing to do with me and what I do, but I'm proud of him. I think that's great. So I'm really excited. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to him. I'm very proud of him. Slay. Slay, mama. Moving on to something darker and more sinister. Hey there, New York. Hey, New Yorkers, what the fuck is going on in the subway these days? I moved here in February, right? I feel like people were gaslighting me about the subway. They're like, oh, it's not that bad. It's like fine. Literally, like I moved here and one woman like got pushed in front of a train and then someone got stabbed. And then back in April, there was like a big shooting on the train, like 10 people or something got shot. And there was like, I don't know, like some sort of gas bomb that happened too. And then like just the other day, some guy on like a Sunday at like 11 a.m. got shot and was like killed on the train. What the fuck is going on? The subway is terrifying. Like I wasn't taking the subway a lot like at first because I was just like worried. I was worried about like being on the subway. But you know, eventually I was like, it's just... I can't Uber everywhere, okay? I want to be comfortable taking the train, but that's fucking crazy. I feel like in Boston, like the train, I mean, if you're from Boston, you know that the MBTA is trash, but it's never been bad like the MTA is bad. I do remember this one time that I got on the train. So like I used to like take the train everywhere. So if I was going to like a club or something or like a bar, I would be taking the train. And being like a woman or woman adjacent person on public transportation or just out in public is like an insane fucking experience sometimes. So like I remember like I went on the train once and I'm wearing like a club dress. One of the workers from the MBTA, because I lived in Braintree. Braintree is the last stop on the train, so you have to wait a few minutes for it to leave again. One of the workers from the MBTA followed me upstairs because I was like one of the only people that was on the train, like looking into the carts to like find me, found me and was kind of like, where are you going tonight? I'm like, out, sir. And then was literally like, Can I meet up with you after? I'm like, huh? He's like, can I meet up with you and your friend at whatever bar? And I'm like, no, who the fuck are you? I love hanging out with strangers, but like it has to be like a cool stranger, not some like dude that just followed me onto the train car. Like, that's so fucking weird. And then I'm like, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, oh, we can just be friends. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I didn't walk into the subway in a club dress and you thought she looks like she'd make a great friend. I'd be pals with her. Fuck off. And then like it was another similar experience on the MBTA where I walked onto the train. I'm sitting there The next stop, two guys come on. One of them is pushing a wheelchair full of plastic bags. That's always a good sign. That's a mentally stable thing to do. And then, like, the other guy was with him. So one of them sat directly across from me, and the other one sat directly next to me. And I'm in, like, the end. I'm, like, in the corner. And I'm like, okay, great. And so, like, these dudes are, like, talking to me about their fucking day. They're like, oh, yeah, we were, like, helping this fucking guy out. You know, we were just trying to be, like, he didn't know where he was going. We were just trying to be good guys, like, for some, like, Adderall and Percocets. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's, like, that was really good of you guys. You did deserve that Adderall. And you did deserve those Percocets. Like, good for you. And then, you know, the train continues. And at the point where I'm at in the train, like, so from one station to the next, like, usually it's like, you know, like 2 minutes or 2 or 3 minutes. Between North Quincy and JFK UMass station, it's like 6 or 7 minutes from, like, each station. So it's a long haul. So I'm sitting next to these dudes and they're just like, I'm like, oh my fucking God. I'm like definitely ready to get off at the next stop and Uber the rest of the way because I'm not dealing with this shit. One of the guys, the guy directly next to me, picks up a piece of candy off the ground. It is a heart-shaped Valentine's Day candy that says, like, be mine on it. Presents it to me, hands it to me. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. And then proceeds to ask me if I would ever date a man without a college education. That was not my main concern. Yeah, talk to me after you get a degree, man. That was not my main concern with that situation, with that group of dudes. That was not my main concern. And then I'm like, oh my God, I just reached my stop. So good to meet you guys. Have a good rest of your night. And I get off at the next stop and I Uber the rest of the way because what the fuck? So anyway, that's my, like, spiel about, like, the subway. It also just fucking sucks to just be a person with, like, tits in public. It is not easy. Oh. We'll be right back, worsties. Welcome back. The problem with the train and especially, like, how kind of dark the subway in New York is recently is, like, I've talked about this before, but I have OCD and I, like, fixate on death a lot. So when I hear stories like that, I kind of spiral and I, like, constantly think of that. So I was like, you know, when I was thinking about writing this today, I was like, let's just keep the fucking ball rolling, okay? So we're going to talk about my dead grandma now. We're switching gears. There's no segue. We're just going to talk about my dead grandmother anyway. We pretty much all have one, right? Like, this is a pretty relatable experience. So my grandma, first of all, like, incredible woman. I feel like earlier in our lives, my grandma was someone that... she drove us fucking crazy, you know, like, she drove us crazy. Anytime she was, like, babysitting, it was like she was insane. Like, my mom went on a trip once and she, like, babysat us. She's, like, going through my mom. And my mom loves to dress up. She loves her heels. She loves her dresses. She loves her, like, blinged out jewelry and stuff. So my, like, grandma is going through her closet. She's like, hooker shoes. And we're like, oh, okay. I was like, I don't know, like 10 at the time. I was like, all right, neat. But as she got older, she chilled out more. And then she just stopped giving a fuck. And she was just super funny. And I loved being around her. There was this one time where she... obviously, like, she was older, so she, you know, had an older person's kind of view on life. One time I was in Rent and I was playing Maureen in Rent and I was telling her about that and she was like, how is it playing an L word? I'm like, oh, lesbian? Fabulous. And then one time she was asking, you know, my, like, dead cat named Harry Potter. She was asking about Harry Potter. But she was like, how's your cat, Charlie Poppins? not that. I was like, oh, that is not what our cat is named. But we thought it was so fucking funny. And it inspired me to create this for, it was for a class. And it's on private, okay? You can't fucking find it on YouTube. I used Charlie Poppins as like a character name for this like film noir video that I made. And I created this character named Detective Charlie Poppins in honor of my grandma. And it was fucking awesome. But there was also this one time when my grandma was looking at me. We were at her apartment. And she was looking at me and she was like, you are so beautiful. And then she turned to my younger sister and just goes, and you're getting there. That's like a savage fucking thing to say to someone. So my grandma passed away in 2014. It kind of happened pretty suddenly and it was just one day, it just happened. And I don't think any of us were expecting it. And although grief is terrible, I do love the way that my mom's side of the family specifically deals with grief, because we are for sure a drinking family. So there was a lot of that and also a lot of food. Like the day my grandma passed away, we went to the hospital to see her. And then we went back to my aunt's house. And they got catering, like trays of sandwich stuff. And then when that wasn't enough, we ordered Papagino's. And then when that wasn't enough, because obviously we just kept drinking, my mom went out to get McDonald's and ended up spending like over $100 there. McDonald's is a cheap ass place. Spending over $100 at a McDonald's is a lot. It's a very jarring thing to look at when someone walks in with like two or three boxes full of McDonald's items. So that was crazy. But, you know, as sad as it was this like really like funny bonding experience for all of us. We had the wake and that night, right? So as the wake was winding down, you're kind of like, we were literally like game planning because we were like, we're getting fucked up after this. We're going back to like my house. We're gonna get fucked up. So we do that. We get like order like Chinese and like a bunch of other shit. And so then we just start drinking. And this is one of the only times that I have ever been like blackout drunk, right? So I don't remember doing this. At some point in the night, my cousin is drinking a drink and I go, are you done with that drink? And she's like, yes. And so I take it, I pour the rest of my drink into her drink and I just like throw it back. I don't remember doing that. I was also drinking Bud Light canned strawberries for a big portion of the night, which was just an experience. And so I don't remember, like at one point, like someone put the Chinese food in the freezer accidentally and we were going to like heat it up and then it was frozen. I hurl a frozen chicken tender at my cousin, almost hit her in the head. That thing was like a fucking brick. I get into a fight with one of my other cousins about shark knowledge and shit like that. When I post a clip of this on TikTok, I will show a screenshot of a video that I took of myself during this time. Here's the problem is that I had to sing at her funeral the next morning. So one of the last emails my grandma ever sent me, I had just gotten done playing Glinda in The Wizard of Oz, and she sent me this long email basically being like, I saw on the Tony Awards the two witches singing to each other. She was referring to For Good from the musical Wicked. The two witches were singing to each other and I thought of that being you and, you know, set your sights to like Broadway. And if you believe that you can, like you can do this. That was the last email she ever sent me. So then at her funeral, I sing that song. And when I say it, it sounds like that's like a beautiful tribute. It sounds like that's a beautiful moment. But in the church, I'm sitting next to my mom and I'm like, I am not doing well right now. I was so hungover. I didn't realize that one, the priest was late And two, the music never showed up. I was so fucked up, I didn't realize that any of that happened. So I go up, I sing my little song. It's cute. It's a beautiful moment. Once the funeral is over, I go to the church bathroom. I'm like, I feel sick. And then my mom goes, stick your fingers down your throat. You will feel better. Now, so I do that, right? And that reminds me of that, you know, that like Mickey Mouse thing that's like, that's a surprise tool that'll help us later. Like, that's what that was. That changed the rest of my drunk nights. My mom told me, stick your fingers down your throat, you will feel better. That stuck with me for the rest of my life. And then we have to go to the burial, right? We have to go to my grandma's burial. We had to leave the funeral procession because I kept getting sick. Also, in the car with us is my cousin Jody. If you're like an older person, like, you know, you're in your like 20s, 30s, and you listen to country music, my cousin, her name is Jody Messina. She's a country singer. She's in the fucking car with us, and we have to keep stopping so that I can fucking throw up on the side of a highway. We finally, and then like she's, you know, crying because we're all fucked up. We're all like super hungover. And then we get to the burial, right? They are lowering my grandma into the earth, and I am throwing up in a CVS plastic bag in the side of a car. And then the funeral director walks over to me and is like, oh my God, you're Stanzi Potenza. You did theater with my daughter. And I am literally holding a bag full of vomit. And I'm just like, it's so nice to meet you, sir. Thank you for everything you did for today. Like, super fucked up. And actually, I don't even know if I should say this, but like, Jody was supposed to like get on a plane later that day or the next day or something, and she was too fucked up. They wouldn't let her board. But we were all so fucked up. I love that story because I feel like it's one of those like moments in life where you have a really painful experience and it ends up being like a core memory because of how many wacky, funny things were involved in it. And I'm a dark comedy kind of person. So that for me was like a really, even though it was so sad, it was really funny and it brought my family a lot closer together. My cousin Sammy, we hadn't talked to that side of our family in years, and now she's like one of my best friends. It was a beautiful time. So I felt like I was like, I need to share this story about the time that I got alcohol poisoning at my grandma's funeral. And this reminded me of a sketch that I did a while back. And we're bringing back our friend Kevin, you guys. I know we love to hate him. We hate to love him. But Kevin is going to give a eulogy right now for his grandma. So please be respectful, okay? A woman is dead. We're gathered here today to say goodbye to Grandma. Barbara-san was a real one. She was basically like a sensei to me. Well, I used to visit her in the nursing home and talk to her about everything. She knew all about Rebecca-san and her picture-perfect feet and my arch-nemesis Kyle, who I'm going to defeat once I become the strongest person in my town. Grandma might have had dementia, but I know deep down she could understand. She inspired me to become stronger and keep fighting. Life is full of challenges and despair, but you'll get through it so long as you never give up and stay true to yourself. That's what Grandma taught me. Now that she's gone, I recognize that life is fleeting. And if I want to one day find myself enveloped in Rebecca-san's voluptuous milkers, I need to take chances now. I'm gonna take more chances in this life of mine and tell Rebecca that I want to live in her skin. Not in a weird way. Don't you dare laugh at me. Have you forgotten where we are right now? A woman is dead. Anyway, thank you, Grandma, and rest in peace. And Rebecca, I'm gonna work real hard one day to become the man of your dreams, so that one day I can suck those little toes like creamsicles. I like how the direction this episode was going in was kind of moving. It was like funny, but it was like also kind of moving. Like there was a message in there, right? And then we ended it. I ended up managing to bring in foot fetishes. The duality of me, what can't they do? Yes, she can. Oh, anyway, you have learned a lot about me today. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode and have an amazing rest of your week, worsties. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.